Yeshaya Perik Mem Zayin Pasuk Yod Le'ilu Nishma Asavi Mori Pesach David Ben Avraham Nata, and for Refuah Shalema, for all of those who need Refuos and Yeshuos, we now wrap up a Perik, a very powerful Perik, of the imagery of the Bas Bavel laid low and having hubris and self-aggrandizement and complete confidence that nobody could ever overtake them, and they were wrong. Batiftechi b'ra'aseich, you placed your trust in your evil ways. You got to change your evil ways. You know, I come home, the house is dark, and the pots are cold. Amart, ein ro'ani. You said, nobody sees me. This is a terrifying image that Chazal bring, that when a person commits an avera in chadrei chadarim, when they do something completely in private and says, nobody can see me, I can get away with anything, I can do anything, I can be as immoral as I want. But that's a form of blasphemy, because you're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see you because there's no windows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always sees. It's one of the great themes of Yirmiyahu. We'll see when we get to the next Sefer. The idea that Hashem doesn't judge by appearances. Hashem judges by what's in the heart. No. Chachmaseich v'daiteich hi shovavaseich. It was your knowledge and your wisdom that led you astray. Look at us with our great technology, with the internet, and now with AI coming for us in the form of the Terminator. We get seduced by our own knowledge and wisdom. Vatomri v'libeich aniva afsiyot. And you say in your heart, you say to yourself, I and nothing besides me. Uvo alayich ra'a, says Pasuk Yud Aleph. But an evil is going to come. Lo seid I shachra. An evil you cannot fathom is going to come upon you. It's going to be a disaster. You did not see this coming. You relied on your kishufim mentioned in the previous psukim. Your evil ways, you become complacent. You are sure that you've got every technology that you'll ever need to protect yourself. But sooner or later, the disaster is coming. V'sipol alayich hova, and it will come upon you instantly. It will come upon you in a second. Ruin will fall upon you. And not only that, but you're not going to be able to do anything about it. Lo suchli kapra, and you can't buy your way out of this. You can't ransom it with money. V'savo alayich pisom. It's going to happen in a moment, in a sudden instant. Devastation is going to come upon you. Shoah. Shoah. Don't we know what that means? A holocaust, a huge destruction, lo seidai, without you being aware of it, you won't see it coming. One thing about Hitler is that people saw his rise over the course of nearly a decade. There was time, Nebuch, to get away. People get complacent and say, well, it can't happen here. In America, we say it can't happen here. Have we been watching the news of what happens to synagogues all over? Did we see the protests with the people with the Nazi flags in Georgia over the past week or so before I'm recording this? Are we paying attention? Lo seida'i doesn't mean that there were not signs. It means that you didn't read the signs and you didn't pay attention to them. Yud beis, imdi na v'chavo rayich uverov kishofayich. So go ahead. Chavarayich, not chaveirayich, not friends, but spells, more of this sorcery and magic. So remain steadfast. Keep on going. Be consistent with your spell casting, uvarov kishafayich, and your magics, and your sorcery. Again, technology could be seen that way. Ba'asher yogat minurayich, that you have been working on, that you have been part of since your youth. Ulai suchli ho'il, ulai ta'arutzi. Maybe you can be helped. Maybe you can be strengthened. Right? Sure. It's going to be fine. Keep on doing what you've been doing until now. It's always worked so far. Right? Maybe you will offer resistance. Maybe you'll profit from it. Yud gimel nil eis berov atzosoyich. In vain, you have exerted yourself with your many advisors, those who advised you, those who told you what to do. Man, Lois says, your stargazers. Yam duna v'yoshi uch hovrei shomayim. Yeah. You're only going to become weary with your plans, Neil Ace. Your plans, your supporters, your stargazers are going to rise up and save you. Those who are looking to the heavens, Hovrei Shamayim, the astrologers. Some say Hovrei Shamayim, those who would be an echo of the heavens. Hachozim Bakochavim, those who are stargazers, who see the stars. All of your horoscopes. Modim Lechadashim, Me'asher Yavoei Loich. Based on the Chodesh, based on the months, what is about to happen to you. Astrology can be a tool in the right hands. But if you put all of your faith in this, and you hope that they're going to help you, Yudalad hinei hayu chekash esh sirafosam. Think about Haman casting his lots and Paro talking to his advisors, his chachamim. They became like straw. Kekash esh sirafosam. Fire consumed them and burnt them. That means when straw is burnt by fire, there's nothing left of it, barely ash, nothing. Lo yatzilu es nafsham miyad lehava. They could not save themselves from the flame, from the huge torch, from the inferno. Ein gacheles lachmam ur losheves negdo. They left no coal to warm themselves by, no light to sit in front of. It's amazing. You've got this huge fire, and yet as soon as the fire's out, there's nothing to warm yourself by in the middle of the winter. There's nothing left. It's completely consumed. That's what happens to Bavel. Never to rise again. Tesvav kein hayu lach asher yoga'at. This is what will happen to all of your efforts. So charayich min urayich, your merchants from your youth, your hired ones from your youth, ish le'evro ta'u. Each one will blunder, ta'u, will err in a different direction. Ein moshiyech, there is no one who can save you. In Bavel's early days, they hired the best foreseers of the future, the best prognosticators, the best experts, the people who watch all the money channels. They said what was going to happen to the stock market. All the experts. Ala gedoylem. Ala chachamim. But when the test came and they failed, they fled in different directions. Nobody left to save Bavel. And Bavel is going to be done. And thus endeth several prakim about Bavel itself. We will see a little bit about Bavel in the next parak. But now we're talking about the Jewish people in Memches. In Yerushalayim, and then some Bavel at the end.